Oh, hello there. My name's Steve Henry. It's a pleasure to provide this brief introduction to the systems approach. In this course, we're wishing to achieve two things: to really understand sustainable practice, and secondly, to introduce systems in order to achieve sustainable practice. That is the topic of the next course, implementing sustainable practice, but we really want to introduce systems thinking here. So we've set up this course to be delivered in a range of ways. You could be listening to a PowerPoint like this one. If that suits your style, you could watch videos. There's a lot of really good clips on YouTube and TED.com and other places which succinctly provide a lot of information quickly. You might be a fan of reading, and that's great. There's a lot of readings parked in here. And if you want to do more interactive things, that's fine. And any assessment can be submitted online, and I'll go over that shortly. So we've set the course up so that there's 10 quite clear modules to explore, and here they are here. And what I'll do now is just take you through each one of these. So in order to pass this course, what you need to do is complete a learning journal. And that journal is essentially a record of your thoughts as you go through this, and that can be in many forms. You can write it down in a little notebook. You could type it into a document. You could record an interview of yourself on a video and send that in. You can do a range of things. You can write poetry. There are many ways to provide evidence that you're learning. And the purpose of a learning journal is to reflect. It's been shown that learning increases significantly if there's a reflection process involved, and we don't want to just fill you up with knowledge. It's really important to reflect on that knowledge and see how it affects you. So look on it as a diary, if nothing else. We would like to see at least 20 entries in that during the course of this program, during this systems course. So there's a lot of material coming at you shortly, and it's just important to offer some reflection on what you think about it and feel. The final assignment is more theoretical, and it provides a way of proving and providing evidence that you understand the core concepts of this program, and I'll go over that at the end of the presentation. So just before you begin, it's worth having a look at some of these documents which are loaded onto the Moodle platform that you're looking at, and you'll see the assignments and workbooks, and there's an introduction to the tutors and other stuff there, and there's a forum lastly that you can participate in, and if you want to keep your learning journal in there, that's fine. But other course participants will see that forum. It's a place for discussion, and it's a place where if you agree or disagree or have an opinion or just want to share with others, it's a platform to use that. So the first module that in this program really is to understand the key concepts and get an overview of what the program is. So that's pretty obvious, really. The next module is called Two Converging Issues, and it's really about this diagram on the right here, which is where we have some things declining, particularly around resource availability, and we have other things increasing, such as demand for resources and population and these constraints. So, and what's happening with this is a squeeze, essentially, and the funnel metaphor is a mechanism to explain this diagrammatically, where you can map the social, economic, environmental and political factors in a picture, which is very helpful. So through this module, you essentially learn how to do that. One of the outcomes of this module is for you to be able to draw this funnel metaphor for your own organisation that you're looking at here. It's one of the great advantages of this picture is it can be used on any scale. You can take it at a very small scale or a very large scale, so very handy. The next module looks at ecological footprinting and also a piece of reflection around what you do about it. And so essentially the ecological footprint measures our inputs from nature that we and the effect we have on natural systems. And this idea of ecological overshoot, which is how we are consuming more than than can be provided for by nature. Handprint is a concept of talking about what you do about it. So it's, you know, if you make that impact, if you cut down 10 trees, well, that's fine if you plant 12. So the handprint can review what you're actually doing about it. So there's a personal reflection in here around that, and it provides an opportunity to look at where you've been and where you choose to go. Module 4 defines sustainable practice and explores what weak versus strong sustainability is, such as this picture on the left, which dominates current thinking in the way in which we live. What we're interested in doing is helping sort that confusion and introducing new ways of thinking about this. The business case has a look at risk. It has a look at the benefits of implementing sustainable practice and begins to articulate various case studies and have a look at what you can do about it to implement effective economic, social, environmental outcomes at the same time, which is really what sustainable practice is about. The next module, Seeing Systems, is about enabling an understanding of how systems thinking can produce much better results than an ad hoc approach. And a classic example of this is something like recycling, where if you just continue to produce waste without actually having a look at the design of the products that are involved and the systems associated with that, then you're not going to achieve very much. So it's about looking upstream with your decision making and enabling you to see a bigger picture before making decisions for action. The next module is about the rules of nature. And this is essentially, if you were paying attention when you were 12 or 13 learning basic science, then you'll be right in this and it'll be familiar. And it's introducing the concept of ecosystem services and the fact that nature does a heap for us that many take for granted without knowing that. So really the purpose of this is to raise your ecological literacy and understand what are called the system conditions and principles for sustainability. The next module has a look at some subsystems, being the social economic governance systems. Environmental systems were covered in the previous module around nature. So each of these has their own language and has their own dynamic. And this module has a look at the challenges of sustainable practice within each of them. We thought it was important to have a module on greenwash. Essentially, it's greenwashing is the idea that is where you fudge what you're actually doing and oversell what you're doing when in fact it's not very effective at all. And you know, we're seeing more and more businesses in the world doing this and organisations, and more of them getting called out as well. So this is a module to reflect on that and have a look at the three steps to avoid it. So the final assignment that we'd like you to do is just to provide evidence of your ability to understand and critique the organisation that you work with around the mechanisms that have been covered here, such as the funnel metaphor, what the principles for sustainable practice are based on science, this concept of backcasting, and systems approaches to sustainable practice.